The study looked at 54 children between the ages of 2 and 8 whose mothers are in Wisconsin prisons. It found most have negative relationships with both their mothers and their temporary caregivers. Family researcher Julie Paleman says hers is the first study to look at the issue from the child's point of view. Most studies target the mother.
Partly because they're easier to access, they're sort of a captive audience. And so they've asked the moms questions about the relationships, and that's partly why the interventions are done in the prison settings and not in the community.
But Paleman says her findings point to the need for community-based programs. She says temporary caregivers like grandmothers and aunts need support so they can provide a stable home instead of shuttling kids between friends and relatives while the mother serves her sentence.
You know, instead of thinking as the child as just being very mobile and, oh, they'll adapt to whatever circumstances, the idea that, oh, let's see how we can bring support to the person who's already caring for the child. I think that would be an important shift in the way some families think.
Mentoring programs that do just that are already up and running in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Madison. They use volunteers who commit to spending several hours a week with children whose moms are in jail. Mary Kay Baum of Madison Urban Ministry works with one such Mentoring Connections program in Dane County.
We are in the very fortunate situation right now of having more caring adults volunteering to be mentors than we have identified children.
But Baum says there's still a need for more mentors because her group has only been able to contact a dozen of the more than 1,600 children in Dane County whose parents are in jail. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.